Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Afternoon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sports bros, Roth and Souk. My name is Isachi. Souk is right over there.
Right here.
Sada.
Eagerly awaiting this Lindenwood, Kansas game.
Dead saw.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Now, first things first, who was better, Todd Zeal or Greg Jeffries? ChatGPT has answered this question as well.
Yeah.
And they have said that Todd Zeal has an edge due to his longer career, higher home run totals, and ability to produce runs. He also transitioned from catcher to corner infielder. And subsequently, his consistency at the plate is notable. Now, if you look at Greg Jeffries, he was more versatile and at a higher peak in terms of batting average and speed, making him a more dynamic player during his best seasons.
Yeah, Zeal's power numbers are significantly better.
But if you're looking at overall career value, Todd Zeal might be considered better due to his longevity and power.
And here's the big one, too. Both of them, two-time NL Player of the Weeks, which is how I will determine every debate now.
Who has won the most players of the week?
I'm assuming Barry Bonds. I think Barry Bonds might have been the player of the week for like 19 straight years.
Never assume.
Yeah. Ohtani last night had a homer and a couple steals. That son of a gun may end up with his 50-50.
Most players of...
what a dumb Ooh. Stat. Ooh. Hey, also this... Todd
what a Zeal, welcome to football season.
Todd Zeal never made an all-star team.
Ah, Greg you Jeffries were wrong.
Did. No, yeah, I'm wrong.
The most times a player has won the award, Player of the Week, is 16, accomplished by Miguel Cabrera and Manny Ramirez.
Oh, I'll be damned. Yeah, you kind of forget that...
You idiot.
old Cabrera won a triple crown, for God's sakes.
All right, well,
yeah,
there's
welcome
some...
Welcome to football season.
There's some hot baseball
I can't
talk.
Find the Colorado game. Isn't the Colorado game...
It's on ESPN.
Well, I...
This Turn it to ESPN.
I don't... We idiot. don't have just you turn it to ESPN. It's not the way it works here.
The sad yeah, part,
that's kind of the way it works.
The sad part is that I have Colorado up here, but it's Colorado women's soccer. Why is
let's
like,
watch that?
Well, they're playing the University of Northern Colorado right now. I got the Kansas Lindenwood game on, but I don't have Colorado.
I'm watching. There's a whole lot of Bison fans in Boulder.
Uh oh.
I would like to watch it, but apparently I can't find it.
I'll tell you what.
Have you tried turning it to ESPN? Sorry.
Buck may get assaulted during the break. There's nothing worse than when you're doing this stupid,
Wait, I agree. The interface doesn't help.
The interface does not help at all. I found it now. So, Buck, do me a favor and shut up.
There it is. About ready to kick off. Look at Prime. Got that white beard.
I think I can say for everybody, go Bison.
What's up, boss? You believe that?
Yeah, you mean Bison?
Bison, yes.
And by the way, I would, if I were a Bison, I would definitely go to Boulder in August. That's
oh, absolutely.
Great trip.
Yeah, that's a great trip to make.
Because no matter how good the Bison do, the sad part is that you still have to live in North Dakota during the winter, which doesn't work.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get on track
here. Let's focus, will we?
We have the 2024 AFC is bananas. You were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, it is.
We have to parse out who will win.
Yeah, I mean, the NFC, I feel like it's somewhat simpler. The AFC is crazy when you look at the depth. It certainly is the tougher of the conferences.
So we'll get to that this hour. I do have another one little baseball thing, but
does it involve Todd Zeal?
No. Although I wish it did.
I love random baseball players.
You know, this is probably the best day for this, so I'm gonna throw it in there.
Oh boy.
Well, what?
that was no conviction to that whatsoever.
Well, look, football is starting.
Yes, it is.
And I just don't think we get to this at any other point.
In the next 6 months?
In the next 6 months.
So let's cram it.
So we're going to do it.
Let's cram it in. Does it involve Barry Zito, I hope?
It'll be fun.
Oh, and his emo synth music?
That's right.
Will the United States ever be fully cashless?
Oh. I'm sorry.
Second play of the game?
Second play
will
of the game.
Will you focus?
No.
No.
Our Bison are on the second
marching
play of the game,
down the field.
Marching. Now they're like inside the 15. God, this is going to be
Do you believe?
I do believe.
I don't know if I've ever, and I don't even know why, because he's like, there's nothing that bad about Deion Sanders.
No.
I don't know why. I have an unhealthy rooting interest in North Dakota State.
For me, it turned when he started being a jackass to the reporters.
Yeah.
Like, all other stuff, I didn't care. Yeah. And then he started just outwardly being a jerk.
It was this time last year we were praising the hell out of that guy.
And I realized that, like, I didn't bet on this game, right? I don't have any interest in it.
It's the only game I bet on tonight, plus 10.5. I took NDSU.
And the North Dakota State guy broke that play, and I found, like, myself almost jumping out of my seat, like, yes!
Go,
I'm like,
go!
Why am I?
Why do I care?
This is why sports is great. It's just for no reason. Just there's something in my chest where I'm like, hell yeah, go Bison.
All right.
Sports is sports.
Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Let's.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com. Number five.
Your Mariners are idle tonight. The Astros are hosting my Red Hot Royals. That will start here shortly.
Yep.
Houston's lead in the AOS is 3.5. The Baltimore Orioles begin the day one back of the Yankees in the AL East. New York is off, but Baltimore will be in LA taking on the Dodgers later. The Diamondbacks are sneaking up on the NL West lead. They are just three back at the start of today, and yet they lost. They lost to the Mets 3-2.
Walk-off style.
How about that?
Take that.
Yeah, take that.
The Mets are, I want to say they're three back in the wild card now. Look, they're not making the postseason, but they're hanging around. 3.5.
The Braves are trying to make a run at the Phillies in the NL East. Right now, Atlanta leading in the fifth inning in Philadelphia 3-0.
Number four.
That lead, by the way, is only 5. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're not catching. 3-0, by the way. The Bison. The Colorado
Bison. Steph Curry is staying with the Warriors until 2027. He signs a one-year, $62 million extension.
Yeah, baby.
Hey-o.
He now has $178 million guaranteed U.S. dollars coming his way over the next 3 years.
Well, there was some talk that maybe if they stunk this coming year, that maybe he would ask out. And
there were some kind of veiled things on podcast that basically he doesn't want to be on a loser.
Yeah.
So they can try to keep building, and he's willing to stick that out, but he doesn't want to go through a rebuild with this team.
No, but $62 million
will make you stay around for a while.
That'll shut you up a little bit.
At the start of this extension, he will be 38 years old.
Oh, so he's got, okay. Well, it's a one-year extension. So.
It's a one-year extension, but that's in 2 years. So he's, I think, 36 this year.
Yeah, it would make sense. And then he's probably done at the end of that. I mean, it'll be,
you would
think. They're going to give him $62 million at 38.
Yeah.
Still shoot the hell out of the ball.
It's good to be Steph Curry.
It's round one of the Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta. The top 30 golfers in the world. First place wins $25 million. Second place, $12.5 million. Third, $7.5 million, and on down the line.
Last place, set of steak knives.
Just one. Well, last place is Billy Horschel. He is the only guy today who shot over par.
That's it, huh?
All the other 29 guys were all even par or better. The round of the day goes to the leader, Scottie Scheffler, who's in with a 65, 6 under. He now leads by 7 shots over Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, because they do the staggered starts, right?
Yes, so. They do. So Scheffler started on top. Morikawa kept pace. He went 5 under. At one point, he had 6 straight birdies on the card. Have you ever done that?
No, I can't say that I
have. Have you ever done that?
No, God, no. 6 in a row?
I don't think I've ever played a round where I have 6 birdies.
No, that's, I don't think I have 6 either.
It's a lot of birdies. It's a lot of birdies over 18 holes.
Number 2.
Receiver Brandon Ayuk and the Niners finally come to terms on an extension. It is 4 years, $120 million.
So they're saying, I saw, I think Mark Schlereth had it, that, I mean, I'm not, look, the guy got paid, but they're saying that this was the exact offer that's been on the table for a month. That all that, the bluster and the hold in, it did nothing to change this. The Niners said, this is our price, take it or leave it.
He will get $76 million guaranteed, is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Mm-hmm. So he is not top 5.
No, it puts him right around the Tyreek Hill. $4 million less than CeeDee Lamb. Front loaded, he gets a bunch up front. I mean, it's a good deal, and it's a fair deal. And more importantly, he doesn't have to go play in New England. And this is a good deal for both sides. And by the way, if he kills it over the next 3 years, he'll get a bigger extension the next time around.
Patriots QB1 will be Jacoby Brissett. New England in Cincinnati in week 1.
Come too far together. Stop now.
Just saw this too. I guess Bowling Green started their season and they returned the opening kickoff for a 100-yard touchdown.
Number 1.
It's all downhill from there.
Go Bowling Green against the mighty Fordham
Rams.
Rams?
Yeah.
27 nothing by the way.
Yeah, it's a blowout. All right. Well, yes. Tonight we have 21 college football games, 4 of which involve ranked teams. Number 24, NC State, is already blowing it to Western Carolina. It is 7-0. Panthers?
Maybe.
Anybody?
I don't know. I don't know how that came up anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Number 11, Missouri, about to get underway against Murray State. Tigers QB Brady Cook is back, as is wide receiver Luther Burden, who is thought to be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, most people think that's the best receiver in football.
Number 22, Kansas, hosting Lindenwood in Kansas City at the MLS Stadium, as theirs is being renovated. Number 12, Utah, will host Southern Utah later. Quarterback Cam Rising is healthy and back for a 27th season.
By the way, they're the Catamounts.
One other... I was way off. One other somewhat notable game is those finger-pointing bastards at Colorado are playing North Dakota State, and it is right now 3-0 Bison in the first quarter.
Colorado kind of on the move. They got a couple first downs this cross midfield.
And we had... The first game off was Rutgers playing Howard, and Rutgers is, dare I say, clinging?
Well, they're holding off, Howard? They've opened it up. It's 24-7.
Oh, I only have it 17-7.
No, they opened up 24-7, so they just scored.
All right. There's your Hot 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. We'll touch on Oregon, Idaho, and then talk about the AFC. Who's going to win that thing? Coming up here on The Fan. Well, we have a lot to report to you now as football is really underway. First of all, it should be noted that Kansas is already up 7-0 on Lindenwood.
Lindenwood doesn't have a chance.
They that sure powerhouse do. Never saw it coming.
And
the Lions?
Kansas going with the Powder Blues.
I love, you know me. And if there's one thing I love more than the Whites, it's the Powder Blues. And Kansas has done a nice job of incorporating the Whites into the Powder Blues.
You well know that I prefer them to be Nike.
Yeah.
But I think of the Adidas schools, I feel like Adidas does a pretty good job with their stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish they were Nike, but they're not.
Well, like, I do know that from a recruiting standpoint, like, at least in football, the Adidas thing, like, hurts Washington.
Holding.
Washington's putting out a new, Adidas is making new shoes, like custom shoes for each one of Washington's games. And they released the one for, who are they? They're opening with, who's Washington opening with?
I'm trying to remember now.
It's no one of,
isn't it Eastern Washington or something?
It's no one of any sort of significance. And let's just say that they released the shoe on social media. It's not good. What are those? And
that would be Weber State.
Yeah, Weber State. It's not good. It's not good. So
also, Pat Shermer is on line one. He would like a word with you.
Oh yeah, about the Colorado offense.
As the Colorado Buffaloes,
Hit
a long pass to Travis Hunter, and they have scored a tutty.
It does turn out that Travis Hunter kid. He's pretty good.
Oregon, Idaho on Saturday. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. on the Fan, which is really early for a 4:30 kick.
Everything you wanted to know about Idaho.
Well, we had Dan Lanning on earlier, and he was flabbergasted that we would start the pregame show at 9 a.m. He's like, what the hell are you guys going to talk about for 7 hours?
Well, he thought it was us.
Yes.
And we're like, yeah, no.
I'm like, well, no, he clearly does not know how pregame shows work.
That's a station sort of thing.
We will not be involved in the pregame.
No. That's a sinner and saint, I believe, to start that thing off, and then it goes into pregame and all that.
Well, and you
good
got
stuff.
All the, you know, keys to the game.
Yes.
And, you know, like.
Boy, I'll tell you what, as someone that, because I've done postgame before, I don't know what you do for an Idaho pregame.
Well, post game is easier because it's
way easier.
Your stuff to react to.
Stuff to react to.
But
if I had to fill like a 2-hour pregame show.
Yeah, what would you
see? I'd contend that this week is easier than next week because next week, even though you'll have Idaho to talk about, it's going to be a blowout. This week, at least you can look at the entire season and kind of do that.
Well, why can't you do that next week? They're playing
because
Boise.
You'll have already started the season. And
who's
you
Boise open with?
I don't know.
Help
and by the
that.
Way, that's not because Boise State is a college football playoff contender.
Wow. Like,
well, I mean, a group of five. So if they win the Mountain West, a lot of people do think they're going to win the Mountain West. So I'm sorry. Playoff. But talking about Boise State's a hell of a lot better than talking about Idaho.
They visit Georgia Southern.
Ooh, trap game.
Looking ahead to the Ducks.
That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they play Portland State and Washington State. How about that?
It's just.
Is Portland State good?
No.
Why did I ask that?
Yeah, it's what are you doing? The answer is Portland State good at just about anything? The answer is no. Although, did you see the professional table tennis people are coming to the Viking Pavilion? We're running ads for it. Did you know that there was professional table tennis?
Well, yeah.
The Portland Paddlers.
Oh, we have a team, you mean?
Apparently. I hear Swag running ads for it. Apparently, we have they're called the Portland Paddlers, and they're coming to the Viking Pavilion.
Okay.
So
can't wait.
Get your tickets now, Rob. And my daughter is now a proud Portland State Viking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Should wonder if
you're a Viking dad?
I am a Viking dad. I'm a Viking dad, and what the hell?
That's all you've ever dreamed of, being a Viking dad.
Don't look now. I'm a Viking dad 2 times over. My son transferred to Western, which are also the Vikings. How about that?
What if Suk just starts talking all Portland State and Western Washington sports
non-stop
because of his kids? Well, I mean, that's how my parents became KU fans. Their boys went there. I mean, my dad went to SMU and my mom went to Texas.
Mm.
So they didn't know anything about Kansas. And then we go there and now they're all like rock chalk, baby.
Well, get ready. You're going to get a lot of Viking talk.
You're a Viking.
The best part is if I just started talking, but I only referred to them as the Vikings, would anyone know which school I'm talking about?
No.
I'm going to say doubtful.
You should become a booster.
A PSU booster?
Yeah.
What is that?
They could use you.
Yeah, like if I chip in like $50, does that make me a booster? Because I think they might be hurting for donations.
I think more than that, you cheap ass.
All right. $79.95.
What else is I going to tell you?
I don't know. We were talking about the Ducks pregame. We were talking about Kansas uniforms.
Look, who cares about Oregon, Idaho? Okay.
Well, someone does.
I don't think they do. I mean, we all pretend.
Yeah.
Because we're so excited.
Well, we care because
the reality is
we care because football.
It'll
back.
Be on, and we'll turn it off in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Valid point.
If we can even see it on the Big Ten Network.
By the way, Vancouver Vortex line. I had no idea Western Washington was the Vikings, and I used to live up there. I like this. I am going to give you a hot Viking fact every week during this football season, and I will not say whether it is Portland State or whether it is Western Washington.
Can we guess?
Yeah, we'll take a guess.
Could be a fun game.
Yeah, fun little game.
I like where this is going. You will have no... I'll even tell you their opponent, and you won't know. Who you're like,
I'm going to nail this.
Get ready for hot Viking talk coming your way.
So are they in the same, kind of the same sphere in terms of who they play and stuff? No, Western Washington's way lower division.
Yeah, Portland State's in the Big Sky. Yeah. I have no idea.
Bellingham, I tell you what, Bellingham is nice. You're going up there this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going up there.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been up there?
I've driven through on my way to Canada, but...
It's nice up there.
But no, so...
Yeah. Tiny Y's making a good choice. With lots of hots.
Yeah, we've gone from Ellensburg to Bellingham.
Actually, there's not.
Wise decision. Well, he's got Canadian hots. He can go
north. He can go to Whistler.
Yeah.
Love Whistler.
That's what I told him. I said, man, just head up there.
Touchdown Bison.
Oh, my
God. 10-7 extra point pending.
Do you believe now? Yes, I do believe in my Bison.
Do you believe?
Did you just hang up on Pat Shurmur?
Yeah. Can it, Pat?
Well, he can't coach the defense, too. Okay, so AFC, I have the odds here. The AFC is bananas. You were mentioning this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Seven teams all have odds of plus 1,000 or shorter.
Yeah.
So you have the Chiefs are the favorite at plus 350.
Well, and look, we all know Kansas City is the best team. I mean, they're the two-time defending Super Bowl champs, but I would also like to point out that no team in NFL history has ever won three in a row. So, I mean, just from that alone, you shouldn't bet on Kansas City to win it. And you think about how many times over this run that they've been on, you know, it's so fluky. I mean, even the Buffalo game, right? The what was it, 16 seconds where Mahomes drove down? I mean, there's just so many things. The Lamar Jackson, if Flowers doesn't fumble the ball into the end zone, I mean, there's just so many things that go
Wasn't
into
that
winning.
Huntley?
Was that Huntley?
Oh,
no, that was Flowers.
Flowers. Yeah. But Huntley, so Jackson got hurt. And Huntley was the quarterback in Baltimore who fumbled over the goal line as they were getting ready to beat Cincinnati. They were about to beat, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They were going to beat Cincinnati
in
that playoff game, and he coughed it. He was trying to reach it over the goal line, and he coughed it up.
There's just, you know, there's so many breaks that go your way. So I'm not picking Kansas City. Just the chaos gods are not going to allow it. And so, like you mentioned, so Kansas City, and then who's the next best option?
Okay, so Chiefs plus 350, Ravens plus 550, Bengals plus 750, Texans plus 800, Jets plus 850, Bills plus 900, and then Dolphins plus 1,000. All of those teams at plus 1,000 or shorter.
The Dolphins are a terrible bet. I think the Dolphins are frauds. Like, if you wanted, like, your hot take, the Dolphins, to me, don't make the postseason. There's about a six team turnover every year between teams that make it. And, you know, I think Buffalo's still the best team in that division. The Jets, as long as Rodgers stays healthy, are going to be fine. I think Miami and their 1-6 record against teams that were 500 or better last year. And I don't think Miami got better. So I think Miami is actually not even going to be a playoff team.
Gunner is in on the Vancouver Four text line. He says, I think Western Washington cut their football program in 2009, so maybe not with that segment.
Really? We don't have football?
That's very unfortunate.
Well, I looked at Western Washington University, and it does say football on here. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Do they have a football team?
I think, okay, first of all, I don't really understand why the Bills have worse odds than the Jets. That's stupid to me.
Hmm. Well, I think the...
Is that injuries?
Well, I think the idea is that, and remember, the odds are simply based on public perception. And the idea that they lost Diggs and Gabriel, people think that Buffalo, for some reason, is going to fall off a map.
They're not.
They are not. They're going to run a lot of two tight end sets. They're going to play more conservative. They're going to try to limit the turnovers, and they're going to run the ball. And I'm telling you, wide receiver, while it's important, it's just not this end all the be all that people think. And that was it, Khalil Shakir. They think that he is going to be a
Khalif Shakir. Yeah,
they think he is going to be a really, really good one. They drafted Keon Coleman. And so I'm just telling you, Buffalo is not going to fall off the map the way people think so. But, you know, with New York, you can make the argument, and again, injuries, you know, if your piece together O-line stays healthy and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, this is a team that last year with the worst quarterback play in the league in New York won 7 games. So I can see where people say if you get good tackle play and Aaron Rodgers, you know, why not the Jets? So I think that's honestly to me kind of a coin flip. I'll go with Buffalo because I think that's the safer bet. But I get why people think that the Jets are going
to
be good.
To win the AFC. You know, my bet, this is going to be boring. My bet there of those odds, I'm going to take Baltimore.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, that team's going to have a chip on its shoulder, something fierce this year.
Yeah.
If Lamar stays healthy, they're nasty.
The only thing that would scares me about the Ravens is, one, you lose your coordinator. And, you know, he was... You know, obviously he's now the head coach in Seattle. Do you have a drop off there? And the offensive line concerns me just a scooch. Stanley is not the same player that he was. And, you know, your best offensive lineman in Linderbaum, he's the center and he's dealing with a neck thing that could be a season long thing. And then you got a bunch of new guys along that offensive line. So that's the only part of that scares me. But dude, Baltimore last year, Baltimore was the best team in the NFL last year. And, you know, that Kansas City game to this day still puzzles me, the horrible game plan. And even with that, they still should have beat Kansas City. And that defense was nasty. And their back half, their back seven, and I know they lost Patrick Queen, but they're saying that this back half with Kyle Hamilton, with Humphrey, and then the draft kid, they're saying that Nate Wiggins, the kid out of Clemson, they're saying in camp, that guy may end up being their best defensive player. So
better than Hamilton?
That's high praise, because Hamilton is fantastic.
That guy's awesome.
Just sleep on Baltimore at your own risk. And Lamar Jackson, one of these days, Lamar Jackson is going to take all that criticism and roll it up and cram it somewhere. So... I like Baltimore. I liked them last year. I like them this year. But it just goes to show you how competitive the AFC is, that I think for some people, Baltimore is probably third or fourth down their list.
A couple of other AFC teams maybe watch out for. I don't know. Depends on how you feel about certain things. But the Browns are up there. You've got the Jags maybe bouncing back.
Yeah.
What about my Broncos?
New.
Your Chargers?
How about new?
None of that?
Cleveland, yes. Big question, Deshaun Watson. Does Deshaun Watson ever get back to being the old Deshaun Watson? Because if he does, they're as good as anyone in the league. Plain and simple. That is an all-star team, top to bottom. It's just good. And if they get competent quarterback play, and remember, Deshaun Watson didn't have competent quarterback play. Deshaun Watson was a top four quarterback in the league before all that crap went on in Houston. So if he pulls his head out of his ass and is the old guy, the sky's the limit for Cleveland. So I think you can make a serious case for Kansas City, for Baltimore, for Buffalo, for the Jets. Cincinnati certainly is one. I really like Cincinnati. In fact, I think there's a chance the AFC title game is Cincinnati and Baltimore in there. And then, yeah, you can throw Cleveland in that mix as well if they get good quarterback play. So it's an absolute meat grinder. I think if any of those teams were in the NFC outside of San Francisco, who probably has the best roster top to bottom in the NFL, I think they'd be the favorite. Because in the NFC, it's basically San Francisco, and then a lot of people are picking the Packers and the Lions.
Dare I do a baseball seggy next?
Yeah, we can do it. What do you got?
I think we should do it. Well, I saw something interesting, and I want to bring it to your attention, and I want to see if you can guess any of these.
I like interesting things.
Do you?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next.
And yes, Western Washington does not have a football team.
Damn it.
Rat farts.
Why is he even going there? What is he even doing?
I don't know.
Your son is an idiot.
He is.
All right. We'll get to that next, okay? And then we'll get back to football. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Pat Shermer on line one for Jason Sekanik, another Teddy.
Defense optional in this Bison Buffalo game.
Colorado on pace for 56.
And by the way, the Colorado touchdowns aren't even like they can't protect it. Protect Sanders. He's just throwing the ball up in the air, and then a Colorado player runs underneath it, and there's no Bison within 5 yards of him.
Hey, the Hail Mary play.
That is really what they're doing. It works.
It's effective.
Turns out that at the FCS level, they don't play in the secondary.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
This will be a quick deviation here, but I wanted to bring to your attention something that I saw recently, and it led me down a little bit of a rabbit hole, JC Babes.
Okay.
And it pertains to baseball.
All right. What do we got?
Now, I saw that Mike Trout is the all-time career home run leader for the Angels.
Mike Trout, by the way, who's injured for the year again.
368 home runs.
Oh, okay.
So that, I was like, wow, he's the Angels' all-time home run leader. And so that, of course, led me to the list of each franchise's all-time home run leaders.
Makes sense.
Now, on this list, there are a lot of obvies, of course, for the Braves. Now, remember, this is home runs in that uniform.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
So Bonds wouldn't have Bonds
correct.
Wouldn't his home runs correct. For the Pirates wouldn't count for the Giants.
Correct. For the Giants it's Willie Mays. For the Braves it's obviously Hank Aaron. Guardians, yeah. Jim Thome.
Sure.
A's Mark McGwire. Cubs Sammy Sosa. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mariners is Ken Griffey. The other obvious ones, Phillies Mike Schmidt, Cardinals Stan Musial, Yanks Babe Ruth.
I would have thought maybe Pujols
for the Cardinals. Yeah, it's Muse.
If you would have asked me.
Red Sox, Teddy Ballgame, Pirates, Willie Stargell. Did I already say Pirates? Anyway, you get the idea.
Sure.
So there are some here that are a little harder.
Okay.
Or not quite as...
Obvious.
Obvi. And how many can you name?
All right, let's do
and
it.
And you can team up with our friend Ryan Buckley over there.
The great Ryan Buckley.
We will start with the easiest and go to the hardest. Who is the all-time career home run leader for the Astros?
I'm going to say Craig Biggio.
I might go Berkman.
Lance Berkman, huh?
I loved Lance Berkman.
Or there's also Bagwell.
There is also
Bagwell. I don't know why.
It's probably Bagwell.
Honestly, I think I was thinking Bagwell when I said Biggio. Yeah, it'll be Bagwell.
Yep, 449.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Orioles.
I mean, Ripken played for so long.
It's got to be Cal. I'm trying to think of Brooks wasn't a big hitting guy.
Chris Davis didn't do it for long enough.
Missing a guy. Well, Palmeiro was there, but not for the bulk of his
career.
This
is a tricky one, actually. Or at least it was for me. Because the guy you're missing is not their all-time leader.
Oh, you think Eddie Murray?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Should be Eddie Murray, but it's not.
It's going to be Cal.
It's Cal Ripken.
Yeah, I'll take Cal.
431, because Eddie Murray played only in Baltimore for the first half of his career.
Okay.
The Mets, your Mets. Who is the all-time career home run leader?
I am probably, off the top of my head, I would still say it's Strawberry. Let me go through. David Wright, but he was hurt.
Well, do you count Piazza because of...
I don't know if Piazza, he wasn't there long enough. I mean, he did... That's not a bad one. Piazza or Strawberry, it'll be one of those two. I don't think there's anyone... Honestly, I don't think there's anyone else.
It is Daryl Strawberry, 252.
How many does Piazza... Does it say?
It doesn't say. I don't...
Buck, would you look up? I'd be intrigued to know how many...
But again, only for that.
Because obviously Piazza has more home runs than Strawberry, but he did a bulk of his damage in L.A., and Strawberry moved on to other places as well. A
couple more here are, pretty low-hanging fruit. The Rangers.
Was that Palmeiro?
No. Because remember, Palmeiro wasn't always with the Rangers.
No, he wasn't.
Well, neither was this guy. But...
Juan Gon?
Yep, Juan Gon.
Oh.
That is correct.
Well, I don't know if I would have gotten...
He was such a...
I loved Juan Gon.
Gonzalez.
He had such a sweet-looking swing.
So many bombs.
Yeah.
372. White Sox.
That's got to be the big hurt, right?
I was going to say Frank Thomas.
Thomas. Brewers.
Maybe Ryan Braun.
That is correct. Oh. 352. Mm-hmm. Rockies.
Well, it's one of two. I would assume it's Helton.
369.
Yeah.
Royals.
The obvious one
would be George Brett.
317. Yeah, the Royals did.
Sometimes you wonder if maybe there's a sneaky one in there.
Well, I'm getting to the harder ones. Okay. I think the last handful are the hardest ones.
They're harder.
The Royals never really had a lot of home run hitters outside of... And GB was only at 317, but we just have not had a lot of power.
Yeah.
Besides Steve Balboni. And that was like 1 year. Okay, Balboni. Dodgers.
Huh. Let's go with the Dodgers. Storied franchise, not necessarily known as big home run hitters. Is that Piazza? Okay.
Old timey.
Old timey.
Or way back.
Way time.
Well, I mean, I'm way back, but back. Back.
Old timey. Oh. This is talking baseball, right?
Who?
Talking Willie. Duke Snyder.
Duke Snyder, 389. Marlins.
Mickey and the Duke.
Miguel Cabrera started his career there.
It's a good guess.
Marlins.
Let's see who else. Jeff Conine.
Who's worth a damn for the Marlins?
Jeff Conine.
World Series champion.
You mean?
Oh, Gary Sheffield.
What about nine different names? Stanton.
Oh yeah, Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Good one.
Except he wasn't Giancarlo there.
No, he was Mike most of the time.
Mike Stanton. How do you go from Mike to Giancarlo?
Okay, so I think the story goes that he was born Giancarlo and he thought it was kind of awkward and he was getting made fun of when he was a kid, so he went by his middle name Mike and then switched back to be
okay.
True,
so. Who are the career home run leaders for these franchises? These are the final five.
Okay.
The Rays.
The Rays. Longoria?
You have a list over there.
Very nice.
I think you do.
I'm just trying to think of, I mean, how many really Rays, how many Rays players are there? It's either that or like Fred McGriff, for God's sake.
Aubrey Huff.
The Blue Jays.
Joe Carter, maybe? I hated most of his stuff for Cleveland, right?
Maybe, let's see. I'm trying to think. Olerud, Molitor.
Pat Borders.
Oh, I loved Pat Borders.
It's funny that you brought up Molitor. He was a brewer for the vast majority.
Well, not when I was growing up. I vividly remember that, that Phillies Blue Jays World Series.
You know what's sad? He probably hit like 8 career home runs, but you know who I loved growing up was Tony Fernandez.
Yeah, it's not Tony Fernandez. That's
it's not Vlad Jr., is it?
No.
I can't.
It's Carlos Delgado.
Oh, right. Dang it. Delgado, Delgado.
Dude, we could have been here till next Thursday.
And by the way, Paul Molitor hit 51 career home runs
nice.
For the Jays.
Well, I remember they were in a big conundrum during the World Series when they had to decide who was not, when they didn't have the DH, who was going to play. So
career home run leader, Arizona Diamondbacks. Three
Luis Gonzalez.
That is correct. How did you know that?
Because he hit a bazillion home runs on steroids.
Well, he only had 224.
Well,
which is one of the lowest. Okay. Actually, the second lowest.
Has anyone else for Arizona hit a bunch?
The Nationals.
Goldschmidt, maybe. Harper?
Yeah. Harper. Who else was there?
Rendon was there.
This is a tough minute.
Who else was there for
Zimmerman?
A while?
Ryan Zimmerman?
Oh, nice. Good pull. 284. And finally, who is the career home run leader for the San Diego Padres? The Friars.
Xavier Nady. Adrian Gonzalez?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Ken Caminiti. He won an MVP there, right?
It wasn't Gwynn.
I think he was in Houston, wasn't he? Wasn't Gwynn.
No Gwynn.
This guy only has 173 bombs.
Boy, light
hit. Greg Vaughn.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Didn't he have a 50 home run year for them?
I don't think he played for them, did he?
I thought he did.
He played for the Rays.
Who had the 50 home run year for them randomly?
Old-timey, or are we older, or are we somewhat recent? Fred McGriff. Played for the Padres and 17 other teams.
Somewhat recently,
I might be out. I don't know.
I don't know. You're never going to get it.
I don't
so
know.
So F you both.
Sorry. Apparently, my list does not include the San Diego.
Khalil Green.
The Padres.
Yeah, Adrian Gonzalez was number two on the list here. Only two home runs shy of the great Nate Colbert.
Who? I have never heard that name in my life.
Right the hell out of town.
That's right.
You made it
never
up.
Never heard
that's
that.
That's right. You need pitches.
Nate Colbert.
Yep. I don't know, some guy who hit 163 home runs for the Padres.
When?
Let's take a look.
Nate Colbert. Jeez.
Looks like, I don't know, 60s,
has
70s?
Has anyone heard of Nate Colbert, including Nate Colbert's
kids? Well,
the
old guys in our audience are going to be like, how do you not know that?
I mean, what years did you say?
66 to 76.
Okay, well,
he
predates
played.
Me by about two decades.
Yeah, someone had a decent one, like Dave Winfield.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys didn't guess that. But he didn't play there long enough,
no.
I don't think.
Someone said, what about the Expos?
I think, wasn't Winfield the first guy to go straight from high school to the big leagues without any stops in the minors?
Couldn't tell you.
I think
yes.
I think that's the case.
That's correct. The Expos.
Larry Walker.
Ooh.
That's a good guess, but it might be.
Vlad Sr.?
Vlad.
Or the big cat.
Dawson.
Oh, Galarraga?
Wasn't Andre Dawson there?
Cat. Dawson was there, and so was Galarraga. Hey, look at the Expos with a decent little...
They had Randy Johnson for a time.
Pedro Martinez.
So it's Vlad Guerrero, 234. Andre Dawson, 225. Gary Carter, 220.
Oh, yeah.
And the great Tim Wallach, 204.
Rest in peace, by the way, the great Gary Carter.
Galarraga, only 115, and Larry Walker, 99.
Boy, suck it, Larry Walker. I did love me some Larry Walker. That was a fun little thing. I
Rusty
enjoyed that.
Staub,
I liked that too.
81. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. There's some different names on there that you might not think.
Because we weren't getting to that until February.
No.
Exactly. So I needed to get that out of the notes. Souk's out tomorrow, and then by Monday, dude, we are...
Yeah, it's full steam ahead.
We are football boner for months.
The Stabone is in. We're going to be talking about this big Colorado North.
Anyone getting a sports Woody?
You're going to be gone tomorrow. You're going to miss my 2024 college football trivia primer.
Son of a gun.
So Buckley's going to have to step up his game tomorrow.
See if I can do it.
I got Wiener College stuff I have to attend to. I got to go pay a bunch of money so that my kid can live somewhere.
You say Wiener College stuff?
Yeah. I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
Yeah.
Again, don't have kids. They're selfish, they're disruptive, and they cost a bunch of money.
And apparently, according to yesterday's club, they kill you.
Yeah.
Been saying it for years. No one will ever listen to me.
No. You try to throw your kid a nice birthday party, and what do you get for it? Yeah, you got to write a bunch of checks.
What the hell is he going to study up there anyway?
Something about computers. I don't know.
That's a fad.
He tells me that this whole computer thing is going to get him a job. I'll wait and see. You know what? I've spent all this money, and guess who still can't fix my printer? Computer boy. And it pisses me off.
Maybe he can take a printer fixing class at Western Washington.
Maybe he's more of a software guy than a hardware guy, you know?
Well, then you can't then come up with a program that fixes my printer. Quite frankly, I'm spending a lot of money so that he can learn something about computers, and yet he can't fix my printer? In the hell? Build me one then, bitch.
By the way, Florida State lost, right?
Yes.
We have another upset brewing tonight.
We do.
On the gridiron. That's football.
Well, North Dakota State's about ready to push this in right here and go up.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan. I knew that I Quick update on what's going on tonight. Football. So good. The white guys from North Dakota State are giving Colorado fits. Mm-hmm. It's 17-14 Bison.
Yeah, like...
in the second quarter.
It turns out that with all the coaching and personnel change, Colorado still can't play defense.
Yeah, so you've been lamenting the hire of Pat Shurmur on the offensive side.
Who Bartu said is the fifth worst offensive coordinator of this century?
Well,
who's their defensive coordinator?
I don't know.
That I don't know.
They just stuffed them on 4th-and-1.
But to be fair, the Colorado offense has not looked good. They just have two long pass plays, and neither one of them was a very good pass. It just... the Colorado guy caught it. No one was around him, and he just took off running. And, yeah, they just turned it over on 4th-and-1. God, I want North Dakota State to win so bad.
That's Pat Shurmur's plan. He's got Travis Hunter. He's got Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, I think he came in and said, just throw it up.
Look, I mean, there's something to that. But it's kind of crazy that you need 1 yard and you can't run against an FCS defense.
So that would be an upset. Number 24, NC State. A lot of people are high on them out of the ACC, but they are tied with Western Carolina as they near halftime, 14-14.
Ooh.
And then Missouri is on pace for 112 points.
That does seem like a lot.
Against Murray State. It is 28-0.
Do you think they'll get there?
At the end of the first quarter.
That might be time to, you know, maybe call off the dog somewhere in the second quarter. And as a starter for Missouri, you're trying to score as many points as possible quickly so that you can get pulled from the game. That's all that matters.
Oh, Shadur's cramping. He's cramping.
Oh, no. How are you cramping? It's like...
it's all the weight from those chains, I think.
It's like 75 degrees outside.
He's probably hungover.
Can't wait to hear the excuses.
So that's what's going on the gridiron tonight.
Yeah. I'm looking here.
Thanks, Isaac and Newt Zook.
You're welcome.
I'm looking to see if Murray State has a yard of offense, being down 21-0.
Well, I know that there's a pick six involved there. Kansas up 14-0.
Yeah, it looks like they have...
pitching a shutout.
Murray State has 2 yards passing, by the way. Whoops.
It's hard to win that way.
It is hard to win that way, yeah. Their quarterback is 2 for 4 for 2 yards and a pick six.
You know, it's hard to win that way, but Iowa does it.
Well, not all the time.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Punt style.
Will the U.S. ever be cashless? Fully?
That'd be weird.
We'll start there next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.